Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Well, I want to see greatness.
I love greatness.
Chris Ello.
You can't swing a cat around without hitting a four or five idiots anyway.
And Matt Scraby.
I love greatness.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwynn and Chris are ready to go.
Scraby loves greatness. Then he'd love Novak Djokovic. After five match points and 3.5 hours, Djokovic just a moment ago put away Alexander Zverev in the quarterfinals of the French Open. On to the semis now for Djokovic, who's trying to win his 25th Grand Slam championship. That'd be five more than any other player in history. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 3:01 is the time. Chris Sella, Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony is off getting ready, but we'll hear more from him later in the program. Frank Marchese, Big Frank, is alongside here in the Odyssey Palace studios on June 4th. 2025. Never mind the 2025 part, but the June 4th part. Did you know out there? I did not. Frank was the one who alerted me to this. Did you know that June 4th has to go down as one of the greatest dates in San Diego Padre history? I don't think there's any question about it. June 4th, 9 years ago today, was the day that the San Diego Padres parted with starting pitcher James Shields. Oh, yeah. Back in return from the White Sox came Fernando Tatis Jr. They also got right-handed pitcher Eric Johnson. Don't know if we all remember him too well.
But heard Eric Johnson was the key piece in that trade, too.
Yes, right. He might have been. Who knows? Anyway, Fernando was acquired officially 9 years ago today. And one other anniversary today. You got to be old school to remember this. June 4th, 1974. I can't believe this is over 50 years ago now, Frank. The Cleveland Indians, and yes, they were called the Indians then, hosted the Texas Rangers at Cleveland Stadium. And the promotion that evening was 10-cent beer night. Yes, that's right. 10 cents for a beer. There was two things that went wrong here. One, a lot of beer was drunk by the people in Cleveland.
You think?
Two, they were playing the Rangers, who just a week earlier had gotten into a bench-clearing brawl with the Indians in Texas. So the fans remembered.
That's called timing, is what
yes,
that is.
Yes, the timing was not good. And so it went that there's a little retaliation when the Rangers came back. It was 10-cent beer night. Billy Martin was the manager of the Rangers, by the way, at the time, and he's about as...
So, he's known for being a very docile creature.
Not at all, right? So, anyway, this one of the only games I remember, hundreds and hundreds of fans came out on the field, tore up the field, chaos ensued, and the game was forfeited to the Rangers. Only 9 fans were arrested, probably because they couldn't find... or couldn't grab the rest of them. The stadium was damaged. Bases were stolen. It was quite the evening.
Now, so, that leads
that
to...
That was 51 years ago.
That leads to another question. Which one do you think was the bigger disaster? 10-cent beer night
or
disco night?
Disco demolition night.
Yes.
Which was the same era, a little later.
It was the White Sox and
Disco Demolition.
I don't remember.
Night.
I think it was the White Sox that picked
that
up.
It doesn't really matter. I don't think they ever... It was a doubleheader.
Yes.
Disco Demolition
Night.
Yeah, that
didn't help either.
And what they did is that there was a local DJ in Chicago who was on one of the rock stations there in 1979. And that's when disco became very popular in our country. And this DJ had a promotion to go out to the game, and they were going to blow up all the disco records out in the outfield. And so they did, and fans rushed the field, and that was a complete disaster. The opponent was the Tigers, but
okay.
Neither here nor there. I think that the disco night was kind of funny. I don't think they could have predicted what happened there. 10-cent beer night, somebody should have had a hankering.
That was predicted.
Yeah, somebody should have had a hankering for that. By the way, one last thing on 10-cent beer night. That was in 1974, Frank. What if you had the same promotion this year?
Oh, boy.
At Petco Park, and let's not encourage the Padres to do this.
No, please, love it all,
right.
Don't.
But if there is another one of these somewhere, how much money would you have to charge for the beer for it to be equivalent to the 10-cent beer that was charged in 1974? That's a tough one. I don't expect anybody to know, but I'll tell you.
167.
No, not even quite. 65 cents would be the
really?
Equivalent.
Wow.
Quarter. Yes, a quarter. Oh, wait a minute. No. Let me see. Yes, a promotion was meant to improve attendance, offering cups of beer for 10 cents, which is equivalent to 64 cents. In 2024.
Oh, last year. Okay. So it wouldn't be too far off.
Not much farther off of that. So, all right.
As Brock in the chat said, that would be a disaster. Yes, it would be.
Oh, yes. I don't believe believe anybody's thinking about it, doing it again.
Unmitigated disaster.
Unmitigated.
$2 beer night for the Gulls is...
It's already enough.
Yeah, that's already
good enough.
You're
already risking it with that. Yeah. Let's remind the Gulls people of that. Be careful out there. All right. We have our
Daily
Gambit. Not Christmas fans. Yes, Daily Gambit. Funny, we do it every day at this
Christmas
time.
Christmas fans is next hour.
Yeah. So let's open with that. We may stretch this across because I have something to say about the picks that we had last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you wait till you hear this coming up, Frank.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, Daily Gambit. We have some fun making some picks, and you're welcome to pick alongside. We invite you, if you have to gamble on this stuff, do so responsibly. Or better yet, don't gamble on it. Nothing good's going to come of it.
Yeah, we'll go over that a little bit later in the Big Five.
Yes, we can see how this can get out of control. Ask the... Yes, I mean, come on. the gambling is way out of control in sports, but no one's doing anything about it. Just people like us are complaining about it. But last night, Frank, well, last night into today, because we had a couple of picks this morning.
Did we go 0-for yesterday? Is that what you're going to say?
No, you went nice, 5-3. Good day for you.
Okay, all right.
In fact, your overall record for the week is quite good, 11-4, Frank. You might actually win some money if that were the case. But stop the presses. Yesterday and this morning, I went, and this is almost impossible, I went 8-0. 8-0.
Wow.
I wish, yeah. And again, you could say, well, you should have bet on it. Yes, I know. But that wouldn't make up for all the nights that I go 2-6. Right? Just last night happened to be the night.
That's a day after Tony and I just about
went
8-0.
You guys went, yeah, almost undefeated. The last two were the tennis today. Coco Gauff won a really exciting match over Madison Keys at the French Open. We both took Gauff. She pulled away to win the third set, 6-1. And then we just told you Djokovic just recently, or moments ago, polished off Zverev. We both took Djokovic there. And then the rest of the bets I was able to hit. So for the week, you're 11-4. I'm 10-5, which makes it sound like we kind of know what we're doing. We told you that the NBA odds are stacked against Indiana. The official odds are Oklahoma City is -700, which means it's not a lot of people get all that stuff. If you bet $700,
you win $100
on Oklahoma,
right?
City, and they win the series, you get $100. Well, you get $800. You get your $700 back, plus $100. So that's, I mean, to me, it seems silly almost, right? Why would you even think of doing that? Unless you're going to bet $70,000 to win $10,000. But who has that kind of money lying around? I mean, if you have that kind of money, do you really need another $10,000?
No.
That's the way I look at that. Seems silly to me. Indiana's plus 500. So you bet 100 them, you win 500. Now, you notice how there's a discrepancy there?
A little bit.
Yeah. Oklahoma City, 700. Indiana, 500. That's so if the betting is equal, which is what they want, then no matter who wins, the bookies win. That's how they do that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, yes, that's how it works. And all of you people out there who think that you win all the time, understand that they are building casinos daily in Las Vegas on your losses.
Very true.
The NHL Stanley Cup Finals, if you're wondering there, Edmonton is a slight favorite over the defending champion Florida Panthers. Edmonton -120. Florida's even. So if you bet 100, you win 100 on Florida. I think Edmonton can beat them, but I think it's, in a lot of ways, maybe wishful thinking, because a lot of people really want to see Canada get the Stanley Cup again. I know they're probably, you know, some people who could care less, but understand that Canada's, the entire world revolves around hockey there, most of it.
Yes.
And they haven't had a Stanley Cup winner there since 1993. It's been over 30 years.
Montreal, wasn't it?
Montreal won it in 93. So Edmonton is playing for the whole homeland, as it were. But Florida's awfully good.
They are.
Beat them last year, and, you know, we're looking to repeat. So that gets underway tonight. We'll do our picks after the break, because we have to take a quick time out here to check a little traffic. We'll pick for tonight.
We have our Stanley Cup picks in the Big Five, actually.
We have our picks for the Stanley Cup, but the rest of our
NBA
Daily Gambit picks.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. Rest of our Daily Gambit picks are coming up shortly. So, you know, I was 8-0 yesterday, so you might want to pay attention. Who knows? Next on Gwynn and Chris.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Couple of quick notes, and then we'll get our picks in for tonight on the Daily Gambit stuff. Padres and Giants tonight. Giants lineup is out. Unless you have a Padre lineup somewhere that I don't know, Frank, I don't have the Padre lineup quite yet.
I haven't looked, if
yeah,
I'm honest.
That's fine. Giants do have two names in the lineup tonight that you may not recognize right off the bat. One is right fielder Daniel Johnson. He was called up today from Sacramento. But Daniel Johnson's actually been around for a while. He's 29 years old, played in the big leagues, actually had one at bat last year with Baltimore, hit four home runs with Cleveland in 2022. This year, Daniel Johnson splitting time between Sacramento and Durango of the Mexican League. So look out for Daniel Johnson tonight. He'll be in the Giants lineup in right field. They also have Dominic Smith playing first base tonight. Now, Dominic Smith is a veteran who the Giants just picked up today. But he has not been playing yet this season. Last stop for Dominic Johnson was last year with Boston and Cincinnati. He hit six home runs in 93 games. So, a couple of Giants that are in the lineup tonight. San Francisco's looking for offense big time. They haven't scored more than four runs in a game now. Is it 17 straight, I think? It's something like that.
Yeah, something right around there.
So let's keep them scuffling. Padre lineup when we get it. All right, here we go with some picks tonight. What do you got, Frank? Giants, Padres, seven runs over under tonight. Under has been the way to go in the first two games of this series.
Yeah,
what do you think of tonight?
I'm going to stick with that. I'm
going to go under again.
Under. Yeah, especially with Nick Pivetta on the mound tonight.
Kyle Harrison, lefty for the Gigantes.
You got lefty tomorrow as well. So that's
right. Maybe we'll see Luis Camposano in the lineup tonight. I don't know.
Possibility.
We'll see. We haven't got the lineup, as I said. Under seems the way to go because they can't score, neither team, but somehow, some way, they got to go over once. Like 5-3? Is that possible? I'll go over. Dodgers 1.5 runs over your Mets.
Take the Mets.
Should have won last night, I thought. Did not. And, you know, they had a similar situation as the Padres last night. The Mets had used their closers.
Yep.
So they had to go with Brazoban as the closer, and Max Muncy homered off him to tie the game in the ninth inning. Which and then the Dodgers cause... won the game in the 10th inning because, you know, your friend, Brandon Nimmo, turned every which way on a fly ball. And then, you know, the thing that gets me is Freddie Freeman's like the hero. It was a fly out to left field. The guy just didn't catch the ball. Please.
It's interesting, too, because Brazoban's been actually pretty good this year for the Mets.
Max Muncy has not been good this year, but he's been hot lately. He has 6 homers in the last 9 games.
It's a whole lot of uniqueness happening in one spot there.
Right. I got to go with the Mets tonight. They need to win that series.
I'm going the Mets as well.
And remember, if the Mets win and the Padres win, the Padres would be in first place. Could have been the case this morning. 10 runs for that game. That's a lot. You going to go over under 10 runs for the Mets-Dodgers game?
Go over on that.
You're going to go over?
I will take over on that, yes.
Last night it was 6-5.
That's over.
That is over, yes. Thank you, Frank. I don't know how to do without you. All right, I'll go over. Mackenzie Gore, Major League leader in strikeouts, will be pitching tonight against the Cubs. 101 Ks for Gore so far. 6.5 is his number tonight. He's been going over pretty regularly.
It's 6.5, you said?
Yeah, he's got to get 7. I'll say over. The problem with it is he'll get over, but he won't get the win. He's only got 2 wins, despite all of his success this year. Over or under here? What you doing?
Kind of hard. It's kind of hard to bet against him with how good he's been. I'm going to go over.
Go over. All right, I know you don't like tennis, but this is a classic match tomorrow between 2 Grand Slam champions going head-to-head in the French Open semifinals. Top seed Aryna Sabalenka against 3-time defending champ Iga Swiatek in the semifinals tomorrow.
Bless you.
You're welcome. Sabalenka is favored by 1.5 games. Swiatek seems like the play here. She's won 3 straight French Open titles. Sabalenka, though, is an absolute powerhouse. I'll take Sabalenka.
I will, too, because the last time you tried to get me to bet for a 3-time reigning defending champion, it was Oklahoma, and they lost.
Oh, yes, in the softball. They were actually a 4-time champion. Yes. We have one more for you, Frank. Tonight's game, one of the Stanley Cup Finals. 6.5 goals for Edmonton and Florida. 6.5 goals tonight for the game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll pick a winner later in the show.
I'm going to say over.
You are.
Because Edmonton can really put it on you.
They can.
When they're clicking, they can really put it on you, and I think they're going to try to really come out swinging tonight.
You cannot take penalties against Edmonton. Their power play is lethal, as the old saying goes.
Especially with how game 1 against Dallas wound up, where they had the 3-0 lead and then lost 6-3. I don't think they're going to take their foot off the gas at any point.
You'll go
tonight.
Over.
I'm going over.
All right. Well, I'm going to go under because I've seen Florida and they can shut anybody down. And I don't think it'll be more than 3-2 tonight. Yeah. So I'll go under. Teams play close to the vest normally in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes, they do.
All right. We'll see. We got 6 picks tonight. I was 8-0 last night. I would predict something no better than 1-5 tonight. That's how things normally go on situations like this. Frank did a nice job for our next segment. Tony will be with us on it. And it's not the look at Taylor Ward and Luis Robert and not even Jared Duran, because Duran isn't even mentioned in this, you know, particular segment. But because those are obvious people that are going to be available at the trade deadline. You know, losing teams that'll be looking to trade players. But what about teams that aren't sure whether or not they're going to be at the trade deadline and offering or buying or selling? Frank brings a whole bunch of those up, and Tony and I discuss who should do what and whether the Padres should be interested. That's all coming up after we take a short break here. Don't forget, Padre baseball coming up tonight at 6:45. Sam Levitt with the Padre pregame show at 5:45. And Gwynn and Chris, until that time, on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We carry on here on a Wednesday. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco, where the Padres will try to notch another victory later this evening against the Giants. Frank Marchese, once again, sitting in for Matt Scraby. And we're only going to let you sit in for the rest of the week, Frank, if guys like Brandon Nimmo catch fly balls on the warning track and help the Dodgers lose.
Which thanks for that.
Should have been the case last night. I'm just saying. We could have been in first place, but we'll give you a pass as long as the Mets beat the Dodgers tonight, Frank. Speaking of baseball, what's everyone going to be talking about the next month and a half? The trade deadline and who's going to be available and who's not and who are the Padres going to get and who's realistic to get. So, Frank, take us through what you've got here as far as some of the names that at least a very reputable publication like The Athletic says will be up for grabs.
So this is a list comprised, again, by The Athletic. Borderline seller teams, so teams that are 50-50 or worse,
okay,
odds of getting to the playoffs, and who their biggest asset is,
okay,
at the that would be available at the trade deadline. So you guys can go back and forth on, do you think...
So the Padres will not be a team that have an asset here because they're not going to be sellers.
Possibly.
Oh.
They might be on the list. They might not be.
Oh,
you gotta go. We gotta go through the list here.
Okay.
So you guys will go through. Do you think they will be sellers? And then do you think the guy will be traded? So first up on the list here, we'll go. We'll start with Tony first here. The Milwaukee Brewers are on this list as potential sellers if they start a downturn. And Rhys Hoskins is the top player, is their top asset that they will potentially have on offer? Tony, do you think the Brewers will be sellers? And if they are, do you think Rhys Hoskins is out of Milwaukee?
Do I think they'll be sellers? It's tough to say. I think the Central is just never decided. I know the Cubs are playing good baseball, and they're, 16 games over 500. But I don't count out the St. Louis Cardinals or the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going to say no. No, I'm going to say... Brewers are tough, man. They're 9-1. They play well. I'm going to say no.
So Brewers are not sellers to Tony. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, they've been hot lately, right? They've won, I think.
Yeah, 9-1. Tony,
nine out of 10, right? They won again today over Milwaukee. And, you know, they have the defending manager of the year in the National League, right? Former Padre, Pat Murphy. Wow. And once again, they were pretty much given up for dead at the beginning of the season because they lost, you know, got rid of a couple more guys. Everybody said, you know, the Brewers
got
can't
out the
do
gate
it.
Slow.
And then, you know, Pat Murphy's got them going again. And I think they're 5 or 6 games over 500. I think they're only a half game behind the Cardinals. Now, the Padres can, you know, do a little something about that this weekend. But now I think the Brewers are going to be buyers. Buyers might be too
buyers.
Much. Right, right. Yeah, I just don't know that they can afford to sell Rhys Hoskins because I think they have enough of a chance.
All righty. So next up, we know the Miami Marlins are going to be sellers at the deadline.
Looks that way.
Their biggest asset is, will they trade Sandy Alcantara, Chris?
I think they should. You know, where are they going with Sandy Alcantara? I think it's Alcantara, although it gets confusing to me because it's spelled like Alcantara. I think... they would be stupid not to. I mean, how many pitchers do you know can gain you some prospects, and that pitcher you're trading has an ERA over 8? Not too many, but he's probably the only one. So I the Marlins have to do this. It seems like enough teams are interested, and you know, I think the Padres should check in on it. I don't know if they're going to have enough, but you can never have enough starting pitching, Tony. We found that out.
Yeah, for sure. This is a no-brainer. I think they'll sell him. Now, I don't think you can account for knowing what this front office in Miami is going to actually do.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You know, but I think he's probably, even with an 8.47 ERA, he's probably still the best piece on the board in all of baseball.
Wow, yeah, so, that's true. Yeah.
So I think this is a no-brainer. You have to trade him. I mean, you hope that he gets his stuff going here in the next couple of months where you can, like, really maximize it. But, yeah, you're still going to garner quite a bit, even when his numbers look the way he
did. I think they should trade him to whatever team in baseball can send the Marlins some fans. They had absolutely nobody in the building the last 3 days. Yeah,
change.
With the Rockies in town. So that's what they need, some fans.
Well, next up is going to be a team that just showed the Padres up a couple of weeks ago. That is the Toronto Blue Jays.
All right.
The possibility that they are sellers is somewhat high with a packed AL East. And their top... their top piece,
according to The Athletic,
Bo Bichette.
Ooh,
Tony, do you think Toronto will be sellers and possibly sell Bo Bichette?
They'll be sellers, I think. And yes, I think they will move Bo Bichette.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Yankees are going to run away with the East, and I don't have a lot of faith in them. Wild card wise, I mean, even in a wild card, Toronto's in it, but everybody's in it. So I think they're at some point, especially that this team is, I would say, should have been already ascended. They've only gone backwards. And at some point, you got to hit the reset button. You've already signed Vladdy to his big deal, so you know you got your cornerstone. I think they're on the verge of having to have somewhat of a reset, and I think Bo Bichette might be the piece that goes.
Chris?
I think it would be a sensible move for the Blue Jays to do something this year because, to me, they're stuck in purgatory. They're kind of the 80 and 82 team, which means, don't really want to sell because I'm close to the wild card. But, if I do sell, then it's going to look like we're giving up. The problem is they're not going to be any better than 80 and 82 as they're currently constructed. So I think you do start over. You build around, Guerrero, and Bichette's your best way to get two or three guys. Because I think people around baseball think he's a good guy to get. He's young. He's had some success. I think he won a batting title, although he struggled the last 2 years or year and a half. I will say this. The Padres ought to be interested in Bo Bichette just because he plays shortstop, and we know that the Padres like to collect shortstops and then put them elsewhere.
Yeah. Chris, next one's up for you. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Why is this for me?
Well, we're going back and forth.
Oh, I see. I'm first. Okay.
St. Louis Cardinals.
God, okay, I got it.
Are they going to be sellers and their top piece, their closer, Ryan Helsley?
The Cardinals have been surprising, right, this year. I think a lot of people had them in last place in the division, and they're not there. They're five, I think, out right now. But Tony's right. The whole NL Central is not very good, and the Cubs are going to win it. So the Cardinals ought to realize that they've taken a couple of good steps here with young players. They've got a lot of good ones. Donovan, Burleson, Wynn,
Scott,
Victor Scott in the outfield. Jordan Walker's finally started to, scratch the surface a little bit. They need a little bit more pitching, some young pitching. So Helsley could bring them something. It's smart if the Cardinals sell for the future. But if they do that, then they have to send Arenado to somebody as well. They can't just keep him around as baggage.
Tony?
You know what's interesting is I think Mosaic was just on, I think it might have been MLB Network, and he basically said he's rooting for his team to, basically throw a wrench in them having to move guys.
In his plans, yes.
So it sounds like it's in his plans to move guys if they need be, if the record's not where it's supposed to be. But right now, what he's seeing is that they're giving themselves a chance. But if they tank or they have a bad, for them, it's really a bad couple of weeks. I don't think they're gonna be on the fence about it. They're gonna move guys. So, Helsley or Arenado, those type of guys. If they're not in it, they will get moved.
Tony, we're to stay in the Missouri area with this next one. The Kansas City Royals buy or sell, and Seth Lugo as their top
our old
piece.
Our old friend.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think Kansas City, especially in that division, and I know Detroit is kind of putting the throttle down right now, but I think they're a wild card team. I think they have a legitimate. I think they're one out right now, and they're not gonna. And they are. I don't know. They're not in a place where they need to be bringing in anybody. They just brought up their big prospect from AAA yesterday.
I wish his name was easier to pronounce.
I do too. That's why I'm not even going to go
know,
there.
I don't even try it.
You're they already
to,
got.
Gonna have to
they
learn for a couple Bob, weekends from now.
Yeah, I know. They Jesse will Bobby, school him by that point.
They got Bobby Witt Jr. already there, so they're already kind of rebuilt to the younger guys coming up. If anything, they'll be looking to add pieces, I would think, at this point. They're not where those other teams were, the Cardinals or the Miami Marlins looking to acquire assets, or the Blue Jays who have already kind of missed their window, it seems like. That team, I think the Royals are window of opportunity is opening up.
I agree with Tony 100%. Chris Bubik was the pitcher of the month in baseball. Their other left-hander's coming back here, I think, in the next day or two. Reagans.
Yeah, Reagan, yeah.
They're loaded to make a run for the second half. So, I don't think the Royals, even if they lost a few games in the next couple of weeks, the Royals, I don't think, would be trading anybody.
Chris, we're going back to another old friend here for this one, Cincinnati Reds and Nick Martinez.
Nick Martinez is the number one guy. The Reds are just stuck also. You know, they keep telling us that they're better, but they're just not. They're still, you know, Terry Francona is supposed to be the difference maker. And with all due respect to one of the best managers of recent vintage, he still can't go out and play. And the Reds, to me, are confused. I don't think they know exactly where they are and what they're doing. They have a bunch of guys, other than Elly De La Cruz, the rest of these guys just plug and play in different spots. The lineup is completely haphazard night after night after night. I think everybody platoons pretty much on that team. Nobody really knows what their role is. And that's because of the way the team is constructed. So, you know, they got a couple of pretty good lefties, too. Lodolo and Abbott, but they're inconsistent. So I think the Reds should trade. They're in fourth place in the lousy division. So if you can get something for Nick Martinez, I think he's a valuable piece to somebody, sure.
Tony?
Yeah, I look at it differently, but I do agree with Chris. I think they should trade Nick Martinez. This is a young team. They're supposed to be kind of figuring it out. This is Elly De La Cruz's what? Second year? Third year?
Maybe third, yeah.
Third year? Like, he's still figuring out the type of player he's going to be. And so, and that's really goes for most of their team. They're all extremely young. So, I don't expect them to be better than a veteran Cub team or any of those teams that we just finished talking about in that division that, you know, are a little bit more, besides the Cardinals, who I think are probably as young, but maybe have a few more vets on their team to kind of guide them the right way. But I think they should trade Nick because I don't know that he is best suited on a team like that right now.
I'll tell you what,
Nick would be good on a team that's having a chance to win.
Don't you think Emilio Pagan could get something for them? I mean, he's not the closer of the future, but he's done a good job this year, good enough to probably be picked up by someone.
He's definitely giving them another trade piece that they may have not anticipated.
If he keeps
this up.
Well, Tony, we're going to go back to Florida here for this one. The Tampa Bay Rays as a seller with Pete Fairbanks being the top
closer,
one on the block.
Pete Fairbanks, yeah.
So I have to tell you guys this. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Mosh they put together of Fairbanks. He is hilarious.
Yes, he's fantastic.
One of the most honest interviews you'll ever get with a little quirkiness. He is easily my favorite dude to watch do an interview. That being said, yes. I mean, anything Tampa's doing, I mean, they all can get got the way they operate. And I think Pete Fairbanks is a good back-end arm that you can plug in, and his stuff works everywhere. And so, yes, I think he will be moved because I don't think Tampa's going to be anywhere near the top of that division. And somebody's going to get a very good closer, back-end arm.
Chris?
The Tampa Bay Rays amaze me because I can't name a single player on the roster. Until they come play the Padres.
Ha-Sung Kim.
Okay. Well, he didn't play. So
Caminero.
Yeah. You know, all right. I can name a few. But they're all no-name guys in a lot of ways. And yet, I looked at the standings the other day. They're over 500 again. You know?
Of course they are.
I mean, somehow. You know, their crazy analytics, you know, seem to get the job done. But again, I think they're a lot like... who is the other team that I said is always 80-82? We've gone through so many teams here.
Toronto,
right. I think they're very similar, right? So I think Tampa Bay still needs a little bit more. And, you know, a guy like Fairbanks could get them a little more. And they're really good at identifying prospects. So I would do it if I was Tampa Bay.
Let's just hope that a trade for him isn't, as Fairbanks would say, just an all-encompassing suck of a trade.
Ah,
Arizona Diamondbacks are the next one as we come back out west, and their top asset, Eugenio Suarez. Chris.
One of the biggest disappointing teams in the league, right? But, you know, Zach Gallen finally pitched a good game last night, which they desperately needed with Corbin Burns going out. I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to give up yet. They were built to try to get back to the World Series this year. Suarez is too big of a piece. Although he's enticing, because with all those home runs, somebody would want to snag him. I would stay the course if I was the Diamondbacks and hope that we have a better second half.
Tony?
Yeah, I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to give up, especially considering that they got hot late last year to kind of make that charge back into the division after they kind of stunk it up through the first half. So I expect that they'll hang with it a little bit longer. Maybe Corbin Burns' long-term health may have a factor in that, but yeah.
And the last one here, Tony, you can look at the article. You have the link up. I'm not being a jerk when I do this.
The New York Mets.
The San Diego Padres.
Really? They are in the article.
With Michael King being the top asset.
Give Tony first crack.
I think that as long as the Padres are in it, he won't get traded. I think, you know, the question is, can the Padres keep both guys in Dylan and or King? That is the question. Because if they can't, then, you know, and the Padres do somehow fall out of it, you probably are then making a decision on one of the two if they can't indeed sign both. And then you have to ask yourself, which one of the two would you rather have?
The answer to that has changed.
It's what I'm saying.
I think almost everybody would have said Dylan Cease at the beginning of the season. I mean, Dylan's got one win. Michael King is one of the top guys in the league, you know, when he's out there. And
you don't
I expect
think
him to
people
be
would have
there.
A little pause after this little kind of injury issue popped up?
Maybe. But I personally, at least for the foreseeable future, feel a whole lot more comfortable going with Michael King. Cease, you know, has not been consistent enough for my liking, and I think a lot of Padre fans liking. But I think it's a moot point. Padres are not going to be going anywhere. They're in the hunt all year long. I think they're committed to being in the hunt all year long. Frank, I can't believe you would even mention the Padres.
They were on the article.
I don't care what the article said.
You just
ignore stuff like that. That's all.
We got to be realistic here.
That's not realistic.
Yes, it is.
Isn't realistic? The Padres are not losing 22 games in a row anytime soon and falling out of the hunt.
When did I say that?
Well, you're saying they're going to be, you know, potentially.
No, I said they're about 50-50.
No, they're
so
not
whether or
50,
not they're going to make the playoffs. There they are.
50-50 for the playoffs.
Just about,
I'm not
yeah.
knocking you. I'm not knocking that.
That's what the article said.
Well, the article's wrong.
I didn't make any of those up.
Okay,
they are on the Athletic article.
I don't
click
care.
On it whenever.
I don't. All right. I got you. Before I continue, let me say that I'm with you. That you don't. You're only quoting the Athletic. You're not making any of that up. I got you. But the notion that the Padres are exactly a coin flip to be a playoff team, I don't think is accurate.
I don't either, to be honest.
I think there's five teams in the National League that are a little better than the rest. And I think the Padres are one of those five.
I would agree.
And whatever order you want to put, the Cubs, the Mets, the Phillies, the Dodgers, and the Padres, those are the five. And I believe that all five will be in the playoffs. And I would be quite surprised if any of the five are not in the playoffs. So I don't believe that's 50-50. But allow the Athletic to think what they want to think.
I have a thought. I have a think a thought.
Really?
Here.
Yeah. You want to share it with us?
I think we should thought about traffic. And then before we go to break, we'll still have a little bit of time. Padre lineup is out.
All right. Let's get you traffic. And then while you're enjoying traffic, because I know you enjoy it, understand that the Padre lineup will be on the other side.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Got a few problems here, guys. Looks like a vehicle wound up in a ditch over the right shoulder. South 805 before Balboa. Also, watch out for a stalled motorhome, partially blocking the Highland Avenue on-ramp to westbound 54. And northbound 125 just past Spring Street, a collision over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Glenn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, thank you, Kelly Danik, for that update. You ever listen to the traffic, like when you're driving along, like actually pay attention to it, or does it kind of go in one ear and out the other?
Usually it's background noise for me because I'm thinking about 20 different other things.
Right. I think most people, nothing against Kelly, she's providing an important service.
Absolutely. 100%.
But I don't think many of us actually take advantage of that. That's my point. I think we kind of go, oh, the traffic, it's time for me to think of something else. And what you should be doing is, you know,
thinking about the Padre lineup.
Right. Be thinking about the Padre lineup. So let's have it. Frank, what do you have for us tonight? I'll let you be the lineup reader tonight.
Well, thank you. Leading off in right field, Fernando Tatis Jr., as you would imagine.
Yeah.
DHing, batting second, Luis Arraez.
DHing tonight. That's newsworthy to a certain extent.
Manny Machado at third, batting third.
Right.
Jackson Merrill in center.
Jackson is continuing to slump. I just want to note that. It's not like it's, you know, something that never happens world.
Only a 323 average.
But he was at 460-something when that started. So I think
it's option time for Merrill.
You've had enough?
I'm not convinced
on
this kid.
Cut him loose. Yeah.
Gavin Sheets batting fifth at first base evening.
Gavin's at first base.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Xander Bogaerts at short, batting sixth. Jake Cronenworth batting seventh at second base. Elias Diaz is your catcher. He's batting ninth.
Attaboy, Elias.
And the reason why I'm skipping who's batting eighth and playing left field is because I have a point to make.
Oh.
After you guys in chat mocked me after helping me win the Fantabulous Sports game.
Right, but then they mocked you for suggesting that Brandon Lockridge should get a little more playing time.
Guess who went 2-for-2 last night? Brandon Lockridge.
And
guess who's batting eighth in left field this evening for the San Diego Padres?
Lockridge?
Brandon Lockridge.
Good for you.
Do not doubt me.
My comment on tonight's lineup is, A, I think I'm correct that the Padres are not going to chance it with Gavin Sheets in left field anymore.
I would have,
They have him at first base tonight, and they have the DH for Arraez to get the night off. The second thing is, they hate Luis Camposano. And why is he on the roster? He's there to DH against left-handed pitching. This is the second consecutive game against lefties that he has not played. It's okay.
And you have a third coming up next.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Another lefty.
Four lefties in the lineup.
I mean, why give him a roster spot? Bring somebody in who actually you could use. Just saying. Coming up next, Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973. We've had a couple of rollicking games this week. Let's see what happens next in the trivia portion of our program.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.